This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Caney. Coming up this afternoon, a look at the resurgence of pinball in the Queen City. And we'll hear about former Ohio Governor Ted Strickland's decision to run for the Senate. To start us off, everyone involved seems to agree the current home of the Hamilton County Crime Lab is too small and seriously out of date. Last year, Mercy Hospital offered its former Mount Airy Hospital building to the county for $1, and discussions about housing the crime lab, coroner's office, and a number of other county offices in the 500,000-square-foot building got underway. But that option is now off the table. One county commissioner has proposed a new regional crime lab be built as a less expensive option for the county. And here to discuss that and other possible solutions to the problems with the crime lab's existing facility are Hamilton County Coroner Dr. Lakshmi Samarko, Crime Lab Director Mike Trimpe, and Hamilton County Commissioner Chris Monzel. You can join the conversation at 513-419-7100, email talk@wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. And everybody, thanks for being here this afternoon.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you.
Lakshmi, start off by telling us what the current conditions are like at the crime lab and what kind of problems you're experiencing because of those conditions.
Well, if you watched Quincy back in the day,
I guess you would have.
Yeah, hey, I remember it was... Do you remember the building and the stainless steel tables and the appliances and whatnot?
Big facility too, wasn't it?
Yeah, we're about there. But the building was originally built to house half the number of people that work there. So if you can imagine, now we have double the number of people and all the new technology and new pieces of equipment. So we're really, really crowded. There is hardly any counter space to do any work. The electricity coming into the building is inadequate. We actually have to unplug certain machines to plug in other machines in the same process, and we have to reboot everything. Of course, everything is computerized, so you have to wait until everything reboots and then put all the specimens back in and start all over again. So we have some sewer issues I don't want to get into in detail in the morgue and in the autopsy suites. The building is just frankly outdated and has outlived its service. And we've gotten to the point where, you know, for us, the people in the building, of course, and my main concern is the safety of the 50-some people in the building, 50-plus people. And that has to be number one. And then, of course, it's the integrity of the work that's done there and the care we take of the deceased and their families. And so all of those things go into what we do every day and the conditions that we have to work with. And that's why we feel it's so important that we take a proactive attitude and find another place, find more facilities with, or a bigger facility with more space and more electricity.
Mike, tell us about the kind of work that's done in the crime lab and what the caseload is like.
Well, we get about 12,000 cases a year. 9,000 of those are drug submissions. We have a drug chemist area that has 3 drug chemists that do 900 cases a month. We have 6 toxicologists that work on body fluids from the morgue, looking for poisons and drugs and alcohol, and they do OVI cases. We have 4 DNA analysts that analyze the body fluids, especially for DNA, and they solve about 25 cases a month. We have 4 firearms examiners that work with guns and bullets, get a bullet from the body in the morgue and compare that to a known bullet fired out of the suspect's gun and compare those.
And then tool marks.
And they compare tool marks as well. And then we have a couple trace evidence examiners that pretty much do everything else: hairs, fibers, paint, glass, soil, explosives, shoe prints, ignitable liquids.
Arson investigation.
Yeah.
So it sounds like a lot of work is passing through this facility.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, have the current conditions hampered the ability to get this work done?
It does take more time because we have to be more careful so that we don't have any contamination issues. So, for instance, if we're working a gunshot residue case in trace evidence, the lab is on the 3rd floor, but we have to go down to the 1st floor to open up that evidence and test for gunshot residue because the firearms section is right next to trace evidence and they're full of gunshot residue. So we have to be very careful, and there's many processes like that that it just takes more time because of lack of space.
Lakshmi, you were talking about how you're concerned for the safety of the people who are working in the facility. the crime lab also has a public safety aspect to it as well.
Absolutely.
How crucial is it to public safety?
You know, before I took this position, I think I would have had a very tough time answering that question as a member of the general public that has little or nothing to do with law enforcement. I don't think you understand. But if you're ever a victim of a crime, or one of your family members is a victim of a crime, then you realize how incredibly important the work that the crime lab does is. And if you talk to any of the law enforcement personnel, they will agree with you that their work wouldn't be complete and they wouldn't be as successful keeping everybody safe without the assistance of the crime lab. So in processing evidence, both on death investigations as well as live investigations or live crimes, we've done everything from DNA matching to find somebody who's tied into a break-in, for example, who may not be associated with a murder, but or maybe you'll find out that he is associated with murder, and now you've identified this person, you've taken him off the streets, and this is a killer that was free until then. Or arson investigations. You know, our people have been integral in identifying ignitable fluids and helping with arson investigations with the fire chiefs. So bullets and, you know, identifying guns and the bullets and matching them to, we'll take bullets out of victims. And if we have a gun submitted to us, we can match the bullet to the gun and say, yeah, that's the gun that was used in that crime or that murder. So every little piece of evidence that's submitted to us is carefully processed, and we get as much information as we can out of that. And we try to assist law enforcement in, number one, identifying who that criminal is or who that suspect is, and two, giving them the tools to be able to, and the prosecutors, to be able to successfully prosecute those people.
You help convict the guilty, but don't you also play a role in possibly helping exonerate
Absolutely.
The innocent?
Absolutely. And really in our office, and I think Mr. Trimpe will tell you that everybody in the crime lab feels very strongly that we care more about making sure the innocent stay free, because it could be any one of us. And we process evidence to exclude people from scenes once in a while, you know, crime scenes, to make sure that the innocent person doesn't get put away.
Chris, I don't think anybody on the county commission has any argument with the importance of the crime lab, do they?
No, not at all. In fact, any government would say that public safety is one of the top priorities for government. That's why you pay your taxes. And so for us, I believe all three commissioners are on the same page of saying that we do need to have this facility. We need to make sure that's available for our law enforcement agencies to make sure that it's there, you know, to help put criminals off the street, but as well as, you know, just protect our citizens. So it is a priority, and that's why we've been discussing it and trying to work out a solution for it.
So the real issue is not so much the crime lab itself as how you go about establishing a new crime lab, what the right approach is.
Well, yeah, basically it comes down to how we can afford it. I mean, just like any family or business in Hamilton County, you have bills that you have to pay, you have a budget you have to maintain, you got to make sure that you're not spending what you don't have. And so from looking at the crime lab and what would take to build a new one, just brand new, right in the middle of a green field somewhere, it could be 50 some million dollars. And for us, we don't have that cash laying around that we can go out and just, you know, build a brand new state-of-the-art crime lab just from scratch. So we have to be able to afford it and be able to make sure that it doesn't really hurt our budget in the long term.
Now, the deal for the former Mercy Mount Airy site for a new crime lab and other county facilities, that sounded pretty good on its face. So what happened with that whole deal? Why did that all fall apart?
Well, it was, you know, it was offered to us last year by Catholic Health Partners, and it was actually, you know, a really great offer. It was something that I was president of the Board of Commissions at the time, embraced and wanted to make work and wanted to really, you know, utilize that space, not just for the coroner's facility, the morgue and the crime lab, but also for any other type of departments within a county that could be used like kind of like a county campus. Now, the administration went off and did their due diligence, and what it came back to was the cost of just upgrading that facility and maintaining it was just going to be so large. Not to mention, we could never get a consensus within our Board of Commissioners of what departments we would also put out there. That space was 500,000 square feet. The crime lab and coroner's facility need about 100,000 of it. So you still had 400,000 square feet, not to mention 70 acres of land in that facility that the county would be on the hook to maintain. So excuse me, it came down to that issue of, well, how, what else can we put out there? And we couldn't come to a decision on that, as well as can we afford just to put the Corners facility out there to begin with and then carry that debt for the time being until we got other, you know, county departments out there. And so that's kind of the process that we went through, decision-making process over the last 8 months, basically almost a year, that came to the conclusion today that we can't continue down that path. And it wasn't fair to Catholic Health Partners either for us to continually to say, well, let's keep thinking about it, let's keep working on it. We needed to give them a decision so that they could move on that property. And so that's what happened today.
Lakshmi, what was your position on the Mount Airy site?
Well, I don't know if you know how that whole process even happened. To start with, when I took office, there was a spiral-bound notebook that was on my desk, and it was an assessment of the needs for the morgue and the crime lab. And I looked at it, and we presented it to the commissioners, and it basically said, for our current volume, we needed 75,000 square feet and almost 16 more full-time people, I think. But looking for the future, because this isn't, you don't move your crime lab every year. You don't move it every
right.
5 years. I mean, in this particular
you
case,
even
not even 40.
You don't even moving every 10 or 20, do you?
Right. So looking into the future to plan out to at least 2030, that 100,000 square feet was going to be needed and about 100 full-time people, which is double the staff that we have right now. So it didn't seem like any buildings were coming up, and we didn't see any movement from county administration about looking for something actively. So we decided, hey, conditions are getting worse, and we've got to do something about this. So I went out and just started talking to a lot of different business leaders and corporate leaders and saying, is there any way you can help? What can you do? Do you have any ideas? And until I found somebody who said, hey, I've got an idea, Mike Connolly from Catholic Health Partners, said, would an old hospital do? I mean, literally, this is the way the conversation went. And I said, wow, that's an exciting idea, because there's so much stuff in a hospital that we can reuse. And without that much expense and renovation, that's really exciting. Are you offering me one? And he said, well, we've got two that we're going to be moving out of when we go into Mercy West, and would one of those do? So that started the ball rolling. And that was in January of 2013. And after that, we had some conversations with architects, and initially they said, if we retrofit the departments that are already there for things that we need for the crime lab, that we could probably do it in under $15 million without shelling things out and just keeping it to the 100,000 square feet that we were talking about. And then after that, county administration came back and said, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it right. We just want to gut the building, take it down to the shell, and then, you know, go from there. And that became a lot more expensive. But we were more than happy to work with them on trying to keep the cost down and retrofit.
And that cost just to gut the building out and all that was roughly, we were being told, $100 million to do the full upscale job on that facility. So that's where you're going from, you know, the $10 million, $12 million just to do the crime lab to the fully vetting the whole thing out was way, way expensive.
So initially, the first concept that everybody came up with was making it a big law enforcement campus. So let's take some of the non-essential sheriff's offices out of the Justice Center, move them into this building, use some of the criminal investigation divisions of Cincinnati Police and put them in there, make it a big county property room so that all the evidence could be stored in the same building as the crime lab where it's processed. I mean, all the evidence, both county and city, and have Cincinnati Police represented there as well as the sheriff and the Fusion Center. And we were looking at even a crime museum. The police museum could move there, conference facilities for law enforcement. The space that would have been created in the Justice Center, if taking some of those sheriff's offices out, would have created 240 new jail cells without building a brand new jail cell. And the cost of the renovation at the Justice Center, as well as the renovation for this building, for all of that, came out to about $55 million, according to the architects, for all of it, for the Justice Center, as well as this building and a new big law enforcement campus in a region of town that really needs some law enforcement presence. And I think everybody agrees that that part of town needs a lot more law enforcement presence, and this was going to be a great solution for that. And that was the initial plan. So $55 million to renovate the jail space, create 240 more cells. So instead of 1,000, we'd have 1,240. And also have all these expanded facilities for law enforcement at Mount Airy. So we saw that. We thought, wow, that is a great plan. We could set a precedent for the country. We could be an example for what you can do with an old hospital, an old facility, when you get all these departments, the county and the city and everybody and the federal government working together. We could really represent, you know, what we can do when we all get together and work together. That this is great. And this would be a, you know, this would be a big boon for that community and for our entire community and a strong law enforcement.
So you're disappointed that this wasn't pursued?
Very. And I can tell you that the sheriff was incredibly disappointed. We were all looking for the same thing.
Well, I'm disappointed as well. I mean, having been involved with it last year and really wanted to make this work, you know, it's frustrating. It's definitely something that we studied very hard. And it just even, you know, paying for it is the issue that comes down to for $55 million or whatever the amount is. You got to have revenue to pay for that. And so the revenue options we've been approached with were a sales tax increase, a property tax increase, are the only two that we have at our disposal as county commissioners to come up with that type of funding. We don't have that amount of money in our general fund right now to go off and pay debt service on $50-some million. That was kind of the rub that we got into. But, you know, for us, I think we want to continue down a path of making sure we have a facility that's there, to make sure we have a crime lab that's, you know, available for local law enforcement officers. We just got to figure out a way that we can do it, that we can afford.
Mike, what would the ideal crime lab be like in your mind? What would you like to see?
A lot more modern than what we have today, because today's crime labs are more green efficient. They also have clean rooms to open up evidence in each section of the lab, so that there is no potential contamination, and the heating, air conditioning, the duct work, the ventilation especially needs severe upgrades, and the electricity. As Dr. Simarco said, we just bought a new DNA instrument, and when we plug it in, we found out we've got to unplug something else in order to plug that in. That's just not the way to run a crime.
It's not the coffee pot.
We need things like drying rooms. Our marijuana needs to be dried so you don't weigh the moisture in it, the water weight. And right now, it's laying out in our mechanical room on the floor to dry out, rather than having a specific drying room for that. And that's just not optimum conditions.
Let's talk with Julie in Clifton Heights. Good afternoon, Julie. You're on Cincinnati Edition.
Yes, I'm following this with great interest. I heard the news yesterday that the Mount Airy site that was being donated had been declined, and a number of very involved neighbors in Clifton Heights were together for a neighborhood meeting last night, and we all thought perfect solution is to take over Deaconess Hospital, the old Deaconess Hospital at the corner of Straight Street and Clifton Avenue. McMillan would be an excellent location to have the whole county center, the morgue, the crime lab, the Board of Elections. It's on a ton of bus lines, and it would bring diversity to the neighborhood as well as serve the purposes of the county really, really well.
Julia,
as a former hospital, it's all set up for what
sure.
you need.
Let's let Lakshmi and Chris respond to that. Let's see what they think of that idea.
Hey, Julie, you have any connections with those people? If they're willing to donate it, we're willing to take it.
Hey, you know what? I think you need to ask them, because what's there now is UC Psychiatric Hospitalization, and that's moving out to Jewish Hospital, which is part of the Mercy Health System.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of initiative, if it happens quickly, that you know, can really, really be leveraged.
I love the idea, and I really appreciate you coming up and your group coming up with these ideas, and we'd love to hear from voters like you and the taxpayers, and yes, we would definitely like to explore that option. I'm sure Commissioner Monzel.
Absolutely.
And Julie, thank you for the call. Chris,
I agree. I think any option, and I think we've kind of talked about the big numbers of what we can't do. I think it'd be good to say that the county could do something probably in the $10 to $15 million range that we can probably afford with the debt service coverage to be able to pull something of that off. So that's a question. If we can get Deaconess you know, donate it to us, and if we can retrofit it in that ballpark, we can make it happen.
Chris, what are some of the other options for creating a new crime lab that are on the table?
Well, currently we had the other facility that Catholic Health Partners have offered up is Mercy Franciscan over in the Westwood area off Boudinot. They have a couple of buildings over there that they would like to show to us. And so that's something that's being reviewed. There's also today, Commissioner Portune brought up about the NIOSH building over off Beachmont Avenue in Mount Lookout is being possible of being, they're looking to get rid of that. So there's a chance that we could have that. And but again, any sites will need funding to make sure that we could retrofit it to fit a crime lab and a more coroner's facility. And then also we're trying to look at within our own county facilities, our own existing county buildings, are there space that we could utilize? Because one other thing that I did put in a couple years ago when I became president was a facilities master plan study. We have seven buildings downtown, six we own, one we lease, and we're not fully utilizing them. They're at a capacity typically about 85%. So 15% is vacant. So is there a way that we can manipulate them in order to free up some space that we could utilize? That's the type of opportunities that we're looking at. And again, try to keep it at a lower cost so we can afford it.
Well, you know, I think Franklin, in Franklin County, Columbus is building a new crime lab at a cost of $11.5 million. Cuyahoga County is expanding their facilities at a cost of $5 million, and they already have some great facilities. Columbus's crime lab is within 30 miles of London, BCII, and they still feel the need to have their own crime lab locally for the city of Columbus, for that region, for Franklin County. So I think establishing that is a very important thing to have here locally is something that we should all agree on.
Oh, I think we do. I know today the three commissioners, we all have said we definitely would like to make sure we have a local presence because it's so important to our local law enforcement agencies, you know, as well as the public, to get these rapid indictments, to get the turnaround quicker for the cases that, you know, the coroner's facility is working.
And as far as funding, I appreciate the county coffers are at what level they are. But I think like anything else that the voters might want, as in the museum center, I think if you put it out there to the voters, there's overwhelming support to make this happen for this community, because I think public safety is extremely important for everybody that lives in this community. It makes Cincinnati what it is, a great place to live.
Chris, is there a time frame for resolving this? When's a new crime lab going to become a reality? Do we have any idea?
Well, I think we're trying to move quickly to down select another site, another opportunity this year, if we can. If that's possible, you know, we can start trying to move forward to planning of it by the end of the year and start, you know, actually working on it maybe next year at the earliest. That would probably be the earliest I could see things happening. But again, it all comes down to what site is available that we can utilize quickly, and then how much work will be needed to transform that into a crime lab and as well as a coroner's facility. So once we get that kind of identified here, hopefully, you know, we can do that next 6 months, then we can move forward and get it done.
Chris, Lakshmi, and Micah, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Absolutely.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Hamilton County Coroner Dr. Lakshmi Sammarco, Crime Lab Director Mike Trimpe, and Hamilton County Commissioner Chris Monzel.